makers of Case and Sanborn coffee, blenders and roasters of fine coffee since 1864, present Extra Virgin, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Norton and his orchestra, our guest, the first character actor, Walter Brennan, and the singing star of Edgar and Charlie's new RKO picture. Here we go again, Jim and Tim and Charlie McCarthy.
Hello, Charlie, darling.
Oh, Jimmy, you make me feel so good.
Are you all right, Natalie? Are you all better?
Of course I'm all right, Charlie.
I know what you're doing, too. Certainly she's all right. Why shouldn't she be? Well, baby, I heard that after Jimmy played a love scene with you in the picture,
yeah,
you went home with a kiss.
Is that so?
That's not funny.
No, it's funny.
Yeah. I think we'd much rather hear Jimmy sing Somebody Loves Me.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who it can be. Somebody loves me, I'm a brand new, and he can do what it is me. For every boy who passes me, I felt that maybe you were meant to be my love. Somebody loves me, I wonder who, maybe it's you. For every boy who passes me, I say, hey, maybe you were meant to be.
She means,
Oh,
stop it, baby. Don't be so stupid. Now, really. Well, don't tear me down in front of me. No, I won't do it. Just promise me. So you shouldn't be able to build me up.
Well, what? Well,
you want me to look up with him?
No.
I've got to stop with the words, because now, there are times when we prefer to, cover up ourselves.
Oh,
you want to borrow my heart?
No.
Tell me, baby, I don't like to be conspicuous, no, but I do, yes.
How are you doing
here, sir? Doing well. Soft record. Make it a nice record. I've, shall I say, I've been entertaining her with, shall I say, some degree of success? Yes.
Did you, or are you just, shall I say?
Yeah.
You see, Charlie,
Jenny is different. They're all different, my boy. Tell me more.
Who?
Well, Jenny's the type of a girl that she doesn't care for glamour and nightlife. She prefers discipline. Yes,
definitely.
Well,
stop beating around a bit. Tell me, have you ever...
Have you ever...
Well, you're lying.
Come on, remember, we're pals. I don't talk.
Much?
Yeah. Well, what business is it of you?
Oh,
you wouldn't, huh?
Well, after all, why should I?
Why should you?
Yes.
That's too much.
That's too much. It's being done, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this. Last night, I held her hand. you crazy fellow, you know. Yes, and then I looked into her eyes. Right here, ladies and gentlemen, romance seeps into the soil. Smells a rat and creeps out.
You know that...
Jimmy's coming this way, Hulk. Now remember, don't slow him down.
Okay, thank you.
There you are, Jimmy.
Hello, Edward.
There you are, Jimmy. There you are, Jimmy. This is going to develop into a beautiful love. You'll forgive me, Jimmy. When I'm with you, I feel like a boy of 21.
Well, you couldn't be much more than that, could you?
Oh. Answer the lady, answer the lady.
Well, I
must confess, I'm afraid I've sneaked into the 30.
Sneak into the 30.
You'll never see 38
then.
What do you mean?
But check around your waist, though.
Tell me, Junior, what type of a man
is
your ideal?
Well, first, I like a man who is always cheerful and happy.
The obvious is one. I'm glad that I have been blessed with a happy disposition. He said happy man, not flat happy. And now, what else do you like in a man?
Well, he must be athletic.
Athletic, yes, of course, yes. Bacon is a 2-goal yo-yo player. And what other requirements, if I might be so bold?
Well, now, yes. He must be liberal and generous.
Well, you give up, don't you?
Presenting The Romance of a Man's Talking by A Lady Who Knows.
Remember your honeymoon? Drop in the movies. Well, if you think that mood is getting away from you, maybe the villain is hiding your own counterpart. I began to get an inkling of what good talking means to men. From the way Tom rolled about the talking he gets downtown. The restaurant, your honeymoon, the skeleton little good dad. Ha ha, not on your sweet life. They're given sizzling steaks and apple pie with taxi by Casey Sanborn. Yes, Casey Sanborn could try more restaurants, hotels, and clubs than any other coffee roaster in the country. And I believe in coffee and experts. Man coffee. Casey Sanborn. And when that fragrance curled around my darling's nose, you'd think I'd sprouted a halo. He tasted it. Oh, what a kiss I got. Thank you, Mr. Casey Sanborn. And husband, here's how to administer the Casey Sanborn trick. When you taste that grateful, super deluxe flavor, with a nice, long, affectionate kiss. Do not touch, brush, or hurry. It's necessary to get to work on time. Get up 2 minutes earlier.
Did you get your Casey Sanborn kiss this morning?
Why did you go over there and bore a hole in that wall?
That makes no sense.
I'm a stuff you're not to say I'll bore a hole in the wall.
That's
you're not going to put that in my meat, brother. I'm going to bore a hole. Do you know those men take care of thousands of families and homes all on account of mustard? And you just because you don't like mustard, what do you want them to do? Close those factories down and put all those people out of work?
Do you mean to stand there and tell me just because I eat mustard, I'm closing down a mustard factory? I'm trying to tell those thousands of people and make them run in the jar of mustard. No. Just for me.
One of
the brightest moment in our new RKO picture is Boone and Revell's new song, Until I Live Again, making this very preview Jimmy Simms sings it and Ray Noble plays it, just as they do in the picture.
He sang that for you, too, don't you? Lover boy?
Oh,
he's fair enough.
I don't mind you kidding you, little Charlie, but not in front of our guest.
Our guest?
Yes. Walter Brennan is our guest, you know.
Walter Brennan?
Yes.
What does he do? Oh, I asked you first.
Yeah. Well, Walter Brennan is one of our greatest character actors.
Yes.
Well, I'll never forget that thrilling scene Mr. Brennan did in Meet John Doe.
Yeah?
Yeah, I tell you, I wouldn't mind seeing that again, either.
Yeah, well, why don't you ask him to do it again?
All right, I will.
Well,
Walter.
Yeah,
Judge.
What is it?
I was just telling Charlie about that scene in Meet John Doe, remember?
Oh, yeah, let's see. Meet John Doe.
Oh, yes, I remember. It was a very thrilling moment.
Yeah.
I walked up to John Doe and I said,
yes.
Piece
of
time.
One. The guy was dynamite,
yeah. Then another scene of yours I'll never forget, Walter, was that one in Sergeant York.
Oh, yeah, that was a...
Oh. How did that go again?
Well, I walked up to Sergeant York and I said,
I suppose in Kentucky you say, please meet y'all.
Oh, Edgar, but you should have seen me in Swampwater.
Mm-hmm.
Now I played an entirely different characterization.
It's about time, too.
Yeah. What did you do in Swampwater?
Well, I said, come on in the water front.
I think Fred McMurray caught him acting in a hurry.
All right, all
right. Hey, Mr. Brennan, it just happens that I'm looking for a good actor.
Oh?
Yeah, and Steve Dugan and me and some of the kids are putting on a show for the USO this summer.
Oh, that's cool. Well, what kind of a show is it?
Well, it's all about a horse doctor. And, but we haven't got a title for it.
A horse doctor? Yeah. Well, why don't you call it East Liniment?
please, Mr. O'Brien, don't rub it in.
And you think that I might qualify for one of the parts?
Well, I've heard some pretty good things about you, of course. This is pretty difficult work. It's not like pictures. You got to learn not to fall over the footlights.
Oh, now, don't worry about me.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you only have three lines. Do you think you can handle it?
Well, I'll try.
Good. I like your spirit. I'll give you an idea of what it's all about. Music, please, Professor Noble. As the curtain slinks up on this tanning melodrama, night has fallen, so we leave it live. We see a vine-covered father stretching and rocking in a little gray-haired cottage. His daughter, Jimmy, too.
What you doing, Pappy?
Just sitting and rocking.
What you doing now, Pappy?
Just sitting. Well, darling, you better go and tidy it up a bit. It's a big day today. Squire Burton is coming.
Not Squire Burton. Not that lecherous, treacherous, loathsome fiend.
But Squire Burton is rich.
Oh, but I love Charles, the hired man, even though he is poor.
Remember, daughter, the mortgage is due, and the cupboard is empty. Why, it's been weeks since the cat had a square mouth.
But must I marry Squire Burton?
I sure think you ought to, daughter.
Oh, woe is me.
Well, no matter how bad things look, child, always remember, the sun is always shining. All you have to do is open the door and let in the sunshine.
All right, Pappy, I'll open it.
Nation, that's what comes in a weather report.
But look what blew in.
It's Charles, my hired man.
Oh, Jenny, my love.
I thought I'd find you on my door, Snoop. What are you doing around the house?
I just came to play a little rum with your daughter, Jenny.
What?
I mean, I bought a little gin for your rummy daughter.
You do?
I want to go home. I don't know what I want.
Oh, Charles, my darling. At last you are here. It's been so long since I've seen you. So long. So long.
That goes for me too, Bob. Good night.
Wait, Charles, my love. Father wants me to marry Squire Burton.
Not Squire Burton. Not that fugitive from a B1 tablet. He's a villain, I tell you. That's what it is, a villain.
Yes, but his ear must have shaved him. He wears a cameo chicken.
Who is there?
It is I, Squire Burton.
Now remember, daughter, when he proposes on the horsehair sofa, don't say nay.
There you are, me proud beauty, hottie. Okay?
You think he's bad now? Wait till he starts acting.
my pretty one, I come to invite you to my farmhouse and see my scary optician fly and colored.
No, a thousand times no.
Once is enough, daughter.
Squire Burton, I shall never marry you.
You won't, eh? And why not?
And some still small voice within me whispers, you are a skunk, sir.
Don't be too hasty, daughter. Squire Burton has a brand new electric butter churn. And four good buggy tires.
Oh, but he's a villain.
Oh, call me adventurous, headstrong, even reckless, no half. But villain? Not I.
Oh, you're not worthy to touch the hem of her garment, you varmint. Jenny, you're going to marry me.
Is that so?
Yes, it is. Yes. If she can't, if she won't marry me, no one will have her.
Well, get your line straight, villain.
With the mangerine during the summer, yes. Do you see this?
What is it?
It's the time bomb. And at the count of five, it will blow you all to bits.
Rather, you'll blow me to six
bits.
Please, oh, please, Squire Burton, have mercy.
I don't know the meaning of the word. In 20 seconds, you die. Farewell.
Listen to the bomb. It's gotten a kick. 1, 2, 3.
How do you do? I'm Buddy Twist, the coffee salesman.
Well, come in.
What are you doing?
I
doing just sitting around waiting for a bomb to explode?
Well, while you're waiting, have some coffee.
Fine. Would you like me to help you serve it?
Well, you bet I would, Charlie. Here's a cup for Jimmy Sims.
Jimmy, did you get your Chase and Sanborn kiss this morning?
Why, Charlie, what is a Chase and Sanborn kiss?
What is it? Uh-oh. Here, Jimmy, you hold the coffee.
And while you're holding it, Jimmy, notice that fragrance.
Isn't it wonderful? And so much of it.
That's the big feature of the Chase and Sanborn coffee we're making these days. The abundance of fragrance and flavor. That's why we call it a man's coffee.
Delicious.
Yes, the ladies love it, too.
Pardon me, buddy. I don't want to interrupt you, but the bomb is ticking.
Get some, folks, and drink up.
Yeah, before we blow up.
We've tried to give you the best coffee you ever tasted. Try it and see just how well we've succeeded.
Buddy, the bomb...
Get drip for regular grind. The price is always reasonable. Ask for today's Chase and Sanborn.
Mr. Bunny, what happened to that bomb?
It's still ticking.
It was supposed to go off in 20 seconds.
When you hear the signal, the chime will be exactly...
I think that's my arm over there.
Well, we raised the mortgage and we raised the roof, too.
Yeah, sister, so help me, it blowed us up.
Well, Charlie, this is our last hit together until September, you know.
Yeah, good old vacation. I think I'll spend the summer up in the North Woods. I'm going to do some hunting.
Oh, wonderful squirrel hunting, huh?
Yeah. Do you like hunting, Ray?
Oh, well, no, but I have a brother.
What about your brother?
He doesn't like hunting either.
Good thing you mentioned that.
You do. It
clears up nothing.
That's fine. Say, Edgar, what are you going to do with your Sunday for the next 2 months?
Well, I haven't made any plans yet, Ray, but I know what I'm going to do next Sunday.
What's that, Ray?
I'm going to listen in to the show that goes on in this spot. It's called Star Spangled Banner. The first guest will be Irving Berlin. That's right, Edgar. Next Sunday and every Sunday from now till September, Fleischman G. for Bakers will present Star Spangled Vaudeville, a new type of vaudeville show at this very same time. Next Sunday's guest will be Irving Berlin and the entire cast of his new soldier musical show, This is the Army, plus the music of Raymond Page and Walter O'Keefe as Master of Ceremonies.
I'll be listening. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Charlie and all of us will be back again on September 6th. This is Buddy Twist saying goodnight from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.